Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. And we are joined today by very special guests. Hey, Jen.
Hi.
The court order has been lifted. We're allowed to have women in the studio.
Oh, no. And I'm the first one.
Isn't that great?
Yep. The restraining order has expired.
You mean Sharia law doesn't present itself here in the studio?
We have Jen on, and if people don't know, Jen is the manager and the brains and the youth behind the Bullet Hole Pistol Range and Gun Store in Belleville.
And she bails her dad out of jail from time to time.
Yes.
Jen is a wife, a mom, and a serious two-way advocate. She is also my partner. Every year we run the largest Friends of the NRA dinner. This year it's October 13th on a Saturday at the Rosewood in Edison. We broke all records 2 years in a row. This year our grant committee, we went and made sure the money got dispersed evenly. So, Jen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're having Jen here for a reason. You got to see what's going on in the studio here.
Why?
This is very nice. It looks like a drug deal gone bad. All right. So, Jen, we're having you here for a reason, because there's so many females now entering to the market. I guess you're seeing that, right?
Yes, definitely. There's so many more than there was before. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
But while we have Jen here, let's address something. Let's address, Jen, this is a great time. Let's talk about etiquette when walking into a gun store. This would cover new shooters, let's say women, and also men who don't know things. Tell us, someone walks into the store green, what grinds your gears, what is right, what is wrong? Some tips that our listeners can pass this radio show episode to their friends. What do you want to see and what do you hate to see when someone comes in a store? Tell us your secrets.
Oh, boy.
From your perspective, from behind the counter, I mean, what really grinds your gears?
Well, it's great. First of all, it's great to see new shooters, new people coming in. It just helps the cause so much more than, you know, it's great to see our old customers and all that. Yeah.
But when new blood comes in, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, definitely. And when the ladies come in, you know, they're very hesitant. They actually look towards the women first because that, you know, it's an old boys club. You know, most gun stores are old boys clubs. And if you have a lady behind the counter, this is going out to everyone. They'll make them feel a lot more welcome. You take down the signs and the posters that make people...
Of the naked girls with the M1s.
Yeah.
So a woman newbie or a newbie in general comes in. What is the biggest question you usually get?
What should I buy? Is this the right gun for me? And it's usually not an answer we can give. We would put the gun in their hand, and if it feels good, it feels good. Most women that come in, they say, I want a 9mm, I want a 40, and we're like, have you ever shot before? And they say, well, no.
But my husband told me this is what I should get.
Yeah, my husband, my cop friend, my that person. I had a lady in a couple weeks ago, never ever touched a gun in her life, and her police officer friend said, well, get a 40 because that's what I carry and that's what's good for me.
Oh, great.
Which has massive recoil. By the way, how sexy is it? Jen's wearing a gun in the studio.
It's very nice. This is a very well-armed broadcast.
Yes. So, Jen, but people come in, and what about the way they handle guns? Newbies, right? You have to have patience with that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, they really have no idea where to point the gun. It's, you know, like the lightsaber rule where, you know, don't point it where it crosses a person. And, you know, let's point the gun down. Let's, you know, be safe about it. And
so you have to be patient answering these same questions over and over again.
Right.
You know, 30 years in business, over and over again, the same, what's the best gun for me? I mean, I've been in a store numerous times, guys, where people come in and they'll take a gun, gentle rack the slide back to verify that it's empty, hand the gun to the guy or the girl, and the first thing they do is look down the barrel of the gun.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they sweep everybody with the gun when they're looking down the sights. Or they're pointing it right at your head.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you have to
see if they can see.
Right. Yeah, it's usually like right at us.
That's great.
And you know, like,
and they'll say, "What? It's not loaded."
Now you don't have that problem with people who take my classes.
No, not at all. No.
Because we cover all of that. We have them shoot a variety of guns, and we teach them all the etiquette and proper safety. You'd be surprised, you know. And you have to answer the same, you know, for lack of a better term, same stupid question 5 million times, right, Jen? With the same enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, they don't know.
No.
I mean, rule number one: always keep the muzzle pointed in a safe direction.
No, you can't play with Jen's gun during the break.
Oh. And but it's such a nice gun.
We want to hear more from you about store and range etiquette when we come back, Jen.
Alrighty.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Hit it!
Well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, yes, even in New Jersey.
Shall not be infringed.
Got that, Governor?
Wow. So, Jen, how do you handle it when a woman comes in and her cop friend said she should get a 40 compact? What do you guys do at the bullet hole? Because obviously you're successful many, many years. How do you handle it?
Well, we do put that gun in their hands, and they see how much larger it is, and they get a little nervous about that because we tell them, listen, you know, even pull the bullets out and say, this is a 9, this is a 40, this is, so they could see
that's
what
interesting.
The,
yeah, yeah.
So they could see what the caliber looks like. And then most times they say, well, what do you think is good for me? And that's where our entry is and say, well, you know, you may want to look at a revolver because it's easier for you to use. You may want to look at a 9mm because that's a little smaller and a little bit gentler on you when you're shooting. And if they're still unsure, then we do send them to our training facility in order to help make a better decision.
That would be me.
Yes.
That would be you?
Jen, when you're helping them select guns, how many guns do you have in stock normally?
There's well over 300 handguns
oh
in stock
God.
And
wow.
probably about 200 rifles.
Over 300 handguns?
Rifles and shotguns
and you keep
300.
In stock?
In stock, yes.
Wow. That's pretty.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's that's kind of imposing, I guess, for a new shooter. They come in and they don't know. They read magazines. I remember when I bought my first handgun, and I really didn't know what to get. I bought every magazine and I looked through all the magazines, and it wasn't until I got it in my hands and really felt, because I've got, you know, giant gorilla hands.
Mm-hmm.
So a little gun is very difficult for me to handle.
So you pretty much have everything that can try. While they're there,
right.
to touch and feel, which
yes.
is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, they need that, because if you do not have a variety, then they're not going to know what to do.
And besides you and your mom, two women, your employees cater to women also.
Right.
I mean, I've helped numerous times, and I've seen everybody behind the counter. They're really good.
Yeah, we do try to help the new shooter, whether it be a woman or a man, because they are intimidated. They don't know what to do.
Sure.
And
Sure.
You know, if a lady does come in, then we do try and help them into the direction that they need to be in.
Do you find that guys do come in with some sort of predisposed image that they, you know, they come in and they feel like they're supposed to know everything about guns, so they kind of like hold back on asking a lot of questions, where women are more open about it?
Women are a lot more open. It's because they just don't know. They're really unsure. Even though every friend, brother, father, uncle, whatever, has told them, listen, this is what you should buy, they still are just not sure. And if they come in with all these people, then it's an education for all of them, not just for the woman.
You think about it. I've been saying this for years. For a woman to walk into a gun store, it's like walking into a biker bar.
Yeah, you're right.
And we
you're
forget right. that guys have been doing it for a while. So when your next door neighbor asks you to buy a gun, you might want to go with them. You might want to go to the bullet hole, see Jen or Genevieve or any of the guys there, so that you get that light introduction and, you know, kind of feather them into it, rather than just say, yeah, go there and look. You know, because there are places where that macho stuff still exists, because guys think guns should be in their DNA mixed with their testosterone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, by having women, you know, years and years I've been teaching and I've been working, partnering with the bullet hole, I'd get women that would call and they'd be nervous. And what I would do is I'd say, well, go to the bullet hole because there's two women that work there. And right away the women would be like, oh, there's women there? You know, like that would soften it up immediately.
Sure. And I think the big thing too is the fact that the misinformation that you see standing at a gun counter. A lot of times, you know, a woman will walk in and the guy behind the counter hands him a little gun, and right away, here's a little woman, here's a little gun. And that's probably the worst thing. I mean, that's
an expert's
gun.
Yeah, one of my guys over there actually tells women, listen, these little guns are not for you.
Mm.
That's for a guy, because then after it doesn't really help you, the guy can beat the crap out of the person attacking you. You need a bigger,
girly guns are not
girly
good.
Guns are not
like
girly
mules.
Guns.
They bite. You really want something medium-sized and substantial that's going to absorb some of the recoil. Most women will pick up a gun, right, Jen, and say, oh, it's so heavy. And our response is, well, you're not going to carry it in your hand 24-7.
Sure,
you know, you have to think about it from that aspect.
And women have, handbags that at least they can conceal in, which is a whole lot different.
Now, your dad's been doing this 30 years. How's he like it that so many more women are flocking in?
Oh, he loves it. It's great in for everyone. It's, you know, he loves to see the new faces and the new people coming through.
It's totally cool, too, to see all these women coming in.
Quick story. Around hunting season, a lot of guys, like first-generation immigrants, will come into Bullet Hole looking for Jen's father because they want something done with their gun.
Right.
They'll come in 3 days in a row and ask Jen where their father is, and she says he's not here, right? Then the fourth day, he'll be there, and they'll ask him a question, and he goes, ask my daughter.
It happened today.
You got to, it really, because it's that old chauvinistic crap. You got to see their faces. They come in, where's your father? He's not here, and they turn around and walk out. Jen, we can't thank you enough for being on the show and being a supporter. Please let the Bullet Hole know. You know, go in there, buy something, drop Jen an email. Jen, thank you.
Thank you. Hope to see you soon.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Now, here's what you do. Take a big bucket of black paint, find a spot in front of your house about 10 feet high, about 20 feet wide, and paint in big letters U-G-L-Y, ugly. Now, why would you do that? It's stupid, but that's what some people have with their garage door. It's like a big, ugly billboard in front of their house. Now take a look at yours. If those four letters come to mind, then you have an ugly garage door. Solve it by calling Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Buy-Right Overhead Doors is in the business of installing beautiful custom garage doors and helping homeowners end their ugly garage door problems. Just by logging on to buyrightohd.com, you can upload a picture of your garage door so you can see what the right door can do for you. Buy-Right Overhead Doors, expert in all garage door problems, from fixing and installing new openers to even repairing the woodworking around your existing garage door. Buy-Right Overhead Doors. Remove that big black billboard that says ugly in front of your home. 877-711-6100 or visit buyrightohd.com.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-released Heart of America by Memphis recording star Jerry Alvin Dean, written by Jeff Saxon, a Jersey boy, and produced by John Allen and Richard Berardi, also of Jersey. All regular listeners to Gun for Hire Radio, which says to me, even famous people have no lives.
What?
Do it.
This segment
is sponsored by Vista Parking.
Vista Parking. Frank, you use Vista Parking, huh?
Absolutely. My wife and I used them recently when we went on a trip to Florida.
Was your first time?
It was my first time.
And what'd you think?
I thought they were fantastic.
They're Tom Wilson, what a Second Amendment advocate. VistaParking.com if you're flying out of Newark International Airport. It'll probably be the only part of your trip out of Newark and into Newark that's not delayed. Okay? So I'll be quite honest with you. The last time I pulled up, my car was all warm and it was secure.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, it's a beautiful thing.
We're getting to air conditioning season pretty soon.
So let's talk. We have Frank Fiammingo, President of New Jersey Second Amendment Society.
Second Amendment Society, yes.
Why are you repeating everything?
I just, you know, it's Pete and Repeat Day.
Wow. That's well, let me tell you something. Frank has some breaking news.
I'm annoying
news.
You like you typically annoy me.
I wish I had my Wilson Combat so I could click the safety button off right now.
Yeah, so you do this a lot.
Thanks. I'd like to say I'm not getting in the middle of this, but it's exactly where I am right now.
You're here. That's
when Jen was on. During Jen's two segments, if you heard talking in the background, it was Frank's big mouth outside the studio.
Hey,
so, Frank, tell us what you did, Frank. The Second Amendment Society, what happened.
This is incredible.
Me? I didn't do anything.
Tell us what's happening, Frank.
We have a lot of things happening. As you know, we've had Operation Established Compliance going on for quite a while. And we've hit a turning point in our favor. Prior to this most recent advancement, we were going after towns one at a time, and we really, you know, it was a matter of convincing them that they weren't really adhering to the New Jersey statutes.
You were being nice about
We were really, you know, we didn't have a lot of artillery, and we just went about it in the best way we possibly could, and we had some successes. We were able to get HAPACON to change their, you know, to stop using their forms. We were able to get Egg Harbor Township to stop using their additional forms.
Now, get to the good one, Frank.
Okay, the good one.
Get to the good one, Frank.
So
this is great.
We spoke to our attorney because it's getting to the point where it's getting tedious doing this one town at a time. And Dan Schmutter, who's been an excellent friend of the NJ2AS, he's been our attorney. We retained him.
I love Dan.
Specifically for the Operation Established Compliance. He did a great job on your show last week.
Yes.
I know he was on, along with Scott. Dan came between us and the NJ2AS and Dan. We came up with an idea and an approach that works. And it's going to be an approach that will be able to apply to multiple towns. And I can't say it's guaranteed to work, but it's pretty much close to being guaranteed to work.
So what will happen?
We're not even going to say what it is.
Well, I don't want to give away the tactical. You
but
know.
It worked already. The first acid test worked. I know
correct.
That.
Now, here's the big news. The big news is that it worked in an anti-gun stronghold like Asbury Park.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I'll tell you the story. We tried to, when members approached us and said, you know, Did you see the, have you seen these forms?
They had a test you had to take.
Unbelievable. Oh, of
seriously,
course.
What was on the test?
Oh, my God. One of the tests. It is. Oh, please. They use double negatives and everything. I had to think about the questions. It was horrible. It was horrible.
And that, you know, where every place you've lived for, you know, your entire life and, you know, everybody that knows you and be able to talk to your employer.
A question if you spoke Ebonics or not.
It was just ridiculous. But we knew that they were no friend of gun owners. So, but you know, we advocate for our members. So, you know, when our member tells us there's something going on, we go and we talk to the people. And so we contacted the police department in Asbury Park and we say, hey, look, what are you guys doing? It says in the statutes, no additional forms. Look at all these. Well, it's the way we've been doing it. You know, it's the way we've been doing it for 30 years.
It's the way we've always
done it. Same excuse that we always hear.
Correct.
So we said, all right, well, we're not going to get anywhere with them. Let's try the New Jersey State Police. Mm-hmm. So we contacted New Jersey State Police, and we asked them, we asked the lieutenant who's in charge of the firearms investigation unit to intercede and to let them know that, in fact, we are correct and they're not allowed to use these, figuring that would be an awfully good way to go after it. And unfortunately, they did cooperate, but I'll have to tell you the story of what happened.
When we come back, you have to tell us the story.
Did
it's
you
great.
Just realize our next guest mooned us at the door?
What has happened?
What has happened in this place? Decorum is gone.
John's got some editing to do.
Not stays.
With over 25 years expert knowledge and experience to help you select the perfect firearm, The Bullet Hole has one of the largest firearm selections in the New York metro area. With over 300 handguns in stock, you'll find all the major brands, including Glock, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, Kimber, Sig Sauer, and Springfield Armory. And if you're looking for a hunting or tactical rifle or shotgun, they have an extensive inventory of top brands like Benelli, Bushmaster, Remington, and a full line of police equipment and shooting accessories. And the best part is, you can shoot there too. The Bullet Hole has a 10-port, state-of-the-art, climate-controlled indoor range and is the only indoor range in the New York metro area that can handle anything from handgun to high-powered rifle. The range is bright, clean, and safe with full-time, helpful, certified range safety officers and an air scrubber filtration system, like breathing mountain fresh air, and a large selection of range ammo at really great prices. There's even a full-time gunsmith on staff, and you can even get your New Jersey or Pennsylvania hunting licenses. The Bullet Hole is on Rucker Street, across from the main Gun for Hire campus, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. And if you're a law enforcement officer or armed security guard and need to qualify, just drop by any Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. No appointment necessary. Find out more on the web at bulletholenj.com or just follow the link from the gunforhireradio.com resource page. The Bullet Hole, North Jersey's gun authority for over 25 years. Come see Manny, Jen, or Jennifer and tell them you heard about them on Gun for Hire Radio. Motorcycle Mall is the premier motorcycle and power sports dealership on the East Coast. Family owned and operated in Belleville, New Jersey for the last 35 years. They sell 14 brands of motorcycles, scooters, power sports vehicles, snowblowers, generators, and much more. This month, Motorcycle Mall will be moving to a brand new two-story, 108,000 square feet facility and needs to sell its entire inventory. Visit them today to take advantage of their moving sale for unbelievable sales. Their loss is your gain. Starting in April, Motorcycle Mall will be located at 655 Washington Avenue, just 1 mile from their current location. For additional details and information on the moving sale and April's grand opening event, visit MotorcycleMall.com or their Facebook page.
The blowtorch of freedom in the Garden State.
Governor Christie.
Tear down that wall.
Sons of Amen. Bitches.
Otherwise, look, we're going to get Hostess to close down entirely.
They got a Twinkie filled with chocolate cream now, baby. I Did ordered they? Them from Amazon.com. Okay?
Yeah, because that's what you need.
Did you order me some? One.
It's for experimental purposes.
Of course.
And research.
Yes, research.
Listen, this segment is sponsored by Prism Electronics.
Yes, Dean.
PrismElectronics.com.
Great guy, man.
Frank, if you need to upgrade your alarm system...
I actually talked to him.
You this, did?
Yeah, this I did. Guy. And I'll have to make arrangements for him to come down and take a look at the house because I want to add some cameras.
Good. Yeah, he hooked me up, so that's great.
Okay. Wait, you can't point the cameras at the naked girls on the beach because you live on the beach.
Frank is
going
to get into whacking Asbury Park's pee-pee in a second, but I just want to take a minute, thank the listeners,
yes,
and I want to thank the sponsors. It looks like we got two more sponsors coming on, by the way. People are telling us we should do a two-hour show and a daily show, Sandy. I love this. Get a life, everybody. Yes, I can't handle it now.
Please. What are you serious? We got jobs.
If you can take a minute to thank our sponsors again, buy something, email them. I'm noticing on Facebook and everything, people are saying they love Milcom products. They've used Dean Buy Right Overhead Door. You know, everybody. Sorry, Ron Sousa, but so Frank. What happened?
He's the only one nobody mentions.
So get into it, Frank. Come on, your list. We're not having to give you another segment. So
so we spoke to the lieutenant in charge of the firearms investigation unit for the New Jersey State Police, and actually they were fairly cooperative. They did in fact contact the police department at Asbury Park and basically
whacked their pee-pee.
Told the police department in Asbury Park. Basically,
you can't do this.
Basically told the New Jersey State Police, no, this is the way we've been doing it for 30 years. So,
and we're going to keep doing it.
Son
of a bitch.
I'm serious.
You believe it?
So we were told.
Only in New Jersey.
We were told, well, there's nothing that we can do about it. Well, I can't argue whether that's true or not. You know, that's something we'd have to discuss. But to make a long story even longer, in the meantime, we had gotten some information from one of our members.
Gary Allison, who will take credit for it.
Absolutely.
Gary, I love you, Gary.
Yeah.
Keep it up, Gary.
Gary.
A true
Gary,
patriot.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. Gary gave us some material that led us to looking into the statutes a little bit more closely. And not only the statutes, but information surrounding the how the statutes got.
Gary gave that book to me thinking I could read. Okay?
Well,
I held on to it for 2 weeks, and then I gave it to Frank and a few other NJ2ASers.
Actually, Bob Barish.
Yeah, and I didn't want to use Bob's name because he might get ticked now, but since Frank did it, all right, I gave the book to Bob Barish, and Bob found the little
thing. And Bob read it to you?
Bob read it to me,
yes. Very nice.
So go ahead, Frank, continue.
So without going into too much detail about what we found that there are certain tools, this information led us to investigating, and we found there are certain other tools that we can use to, let's say, encourage individual towns.
Encourage is a good word.
Yes.
That's okay. Firmly encourage.
Firmly encourage.
Right. So we spoke to our attorney, Dan Schmutter, who advised us on this and put together the proper terminology, which we then applied to Asbury Park. And we immediately, within like a few days, got a letter back from the police chief of the Asbury Park Police Department saying, I've looked into this, and I have instructed the department that they will cease using these forms and take them out of circulation.
Is that the best?
That is absolutely the
best. So what do we have, about 387 more towns to go?
Well, maybe it won't be
maybe
that
word
hard
gets out.
Yeah, we need a few more high profile and word to get out. Frank, congratulations on this victory. We all worked hard on it. I know you have. Why don't you plug NJ2AS while you're on the air right
Absolutely. And what I would ask people to do is this. The most important thing you can do is keep in touch with what we're doing. And the way to do that is join our mailing list. You don't necessarily have to become a member.
Member.
I encourage you to become a member because we need your voice. We need
and we need your money.
Well, we need the funds in order to continue the operation.
You can always give me cash and then I'll give Frank a check.
No, don't do that.
But in order to continue operation, establish compliance, and to begin some new projects that we want to begin, obviously we need the funds. But I do encourage you to join our mailing list. This way you'll know who, you know, we have monthly meetings. We bring tremendous, we have some nice surprises coming up for you. I can tell you right now that we do have Paul Molschein lined up for April.
Great.
So that's April 18th. I invite everybody to come to that meeting. meeting, and we'll have Dennis Malloy coming during the summer.
Guys.
We've got Allison McCose lined up.
I love her. Guys, listen, don't downplay this. This is a major victory for the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, and in New Jersey, to stop the extra bullshit when you're getting a firearms ID card or pistol permit. Frank, thank you for all you're doing. Two-year-old organization and kicking ass.
And thank you for all your support.
You're very welcome. Belongs to you and me. We the people, you and I.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds downrange between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition, from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 866-NRA-GUN-1. That's 866-NRA-GUN and the number 1. You can find out more at nragguncare.com. Freedom Energy is a leader in commercial solar energy. Not only does solar make good economical and environmental sense, which means you not only can get off the grid and make your own free energy, but you can actually put cash in your pocket at the same time. Self-sustaining solar also makes patriotic sense. Since our nation's enemies are also our energy masters, every time you flip on a switch, you're buying an IED or AK for a jihadi terrorist. If you own a commercial building, you could be tightening the noose around the necks of our enemies while at the same time enjoying the benefit of free electric. Doesn't get any better than that. And even if you don't have cash in the bank, Ron has financing available. He's even got a group of investors who will foot the entire bill, then pay you cash to rent your roof and give you access to electric at half of what you're paying now. Plus, if the power goes down for any reason, you'll still be up and running. Building owners, call Ron Sousa directly today at 973-265-2900.
Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick. But just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Order 3 and get shipping free. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
The fastest growing Second Amendment broadcast in the nation, Anthony, for 42 weeks, number one still. Can you believe that?
Wow.
That's amazing.
And another guest.
People have no taste and no lives.
No lives.
And another guest who happened to moon us at the door.
So we did Jennifer Circa from the Bullet Hole, Frank Fiammingo, and now we're going to clean up with Scott Bach again.
Our favorite attorney.
All right, I called Scott Bach in for an emergency visit.
You tell that to all the attorneys.
That's true.
Just the cute ones.
I called Scott Bach in for an emergency visit to the studio. Could you imagine this? I'm the one getting serious right now in the studio.
This is,
how the hell did that happen?
It's going to start raining pitchforks outside or something.
Well, a Senate bill was just introduced by two Democrats, one from Alaska, one from West Virginia, S-2188, which is the companion bill to H.R. 822.
Nice.
And it's for the National Reciprocity Act. And, you know, at
Explain
Gun for Hire—
Explain that for those folks in Jersey City.
If it passes—that's only Mayor Healey. If it passes, New Jerseyans will be able to carry in 48 states with a non-resident carry permit like Florida or Utah. Those are the permits we run constantly at Gun for Hire all over the state, all our locations and mobile. So, Scott, S-2188, tell us your thoughts on this.
Well, this is, like you said, it's the 2012 version, Senate version of last year's bill, which we all got excited about and which almost passed. Here's the bottom line. Right to carry is happening in the United States. We will have full recognition of right to carry sooner or later, one way or the other, whether it's through the lawsuits that we're bringing on right to carry or whether it's through legislation like this. right to carry is coming from, you know, from sea to shining sea in the United States.
You said the United States. New Jersey's not a part of the United States.
That's very true.
Well, it purports to be. That's a lawyer word. That's a lawyer word for Sandy.
Here we go.
I posted a picture today of Senator Menendez. You know, Che Guevara in the 50s was wearing a Menendez T-shirt.
And it's on our website.
It's on our website. It's on the Gun for Hire Radio website, by the way.
We have proof.
You got that from the time machine, right?
So Scott, what are you thinking here?
Well, what I'm thinking is it's an election year. The fact that it comes from Democrats is interesting in an election year.
Mm.
I think you're going to see another play for this bill to pass, but whether it will or it won't, it's guaranteed to be polarizing for the gun rights people and for gun owners throughout the nation.
Good.
So, you know, what I think is, look, this bill is going to keep coming up perennially until we get it passed. So I think what you're going to see is we are lying in wait, waiting for the right moment to attach it to something, to, you know, to move it through. Whether that will happen or not in 2012 remains to be seen, and whether it happens in 2013 and thereafter remains to be seen, too, depending on a lot of factors, including who wins the presidential election.
Correct.
In 2012.
Now, this will really put the president's feet in the fire because this is a real polarizing bill. There is 48 states that issue carry permits in one way, shape, or form. There's 44 states that issue resident and non-resident carry permits. If there's Democrats sponsoring this bill and introducing this bill, there is enough votes to override a veto. Now, what about Harry Reid, Scott? He's another pimp.
Well, yeah. He's going to be in a pickle because he, historically, he's been highly rated by NRA over time. He's been good on guns.
And we supported him for his reelection, but we shouldn't have.
Well,
but the NRA did because he was an incumbent.
Well, I mean, NRA supports its friends regardless of politics on other issues. Okay.
And now, for our listeners, real quick, sorry to interrupt, but I interrupted. Harry Reid is the Senate president, and if he doesn't introduce the bill for a vote, it'll never get voted on, just like that's why we're so screwed in New Jersey.
Right.
So Reid has to introduce this or attach it to a bill for a vote, correct?
Yeah. There has to be supportive leadership in order for a bill to have a serious chance of moving. There are circumstances in which a bill could get legs of its own, but this is probably not it. Reid's feet will be to the fire on this. You know, folks will be watching from both sides on it, and he's going to be under the gun. I mean, I don't want to predict what he's going to do. I don't see any reason why he's going to change from his past support of the Second Amendment. So the real issue is what's going to happen when it comes up to a floor vote.
Yeah, right.
You know, will we have the votes to pass it? If we do, will that happen in both houses? And will the president sign it if it comes to his desk? Those are all, you know, those are three big hurdles.
Well, we know we have enough votes in the House because 822 had 260 votes.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, we know we have it. But I can tell our New Jersey listeners right now, because I posted this the day it came out, forget about sending emails to Menendez and Lautenberg, okay? Don't waste your time. Send letters and emails and faxes of support to other senators, Democrats and Republicans alike, who are supporting it.
So they don't.
You
back
are
out.
Wasting your time and your effort on those two relics. I'm telling you right now. All right, Scott might disagree with me, but you're wasting your time.
Well, I'm not going to necessarily disagree with your conclusion, but I am going to say I think it's important that people weigh in and register their opinions with our senators here, because otherwise they'll claim, well, you know, nobody really cares about this. There aren't really gun owners in New Jersey that care because we didn't hear from anybody.
Well, I have a plan. I'm going to call INS and have Menendez deported to where he belongs, and I'm going to get Lautenberg a job working a Chiller Theater as the Crypt Keeper. Okay?
All right. That's very good.
So,
I like that.
Yes, I'm getting rid of the two of them.
He could retire and do that.
He retired 35 years ago.
Okay? No, physically, you know.
He retired 35 years ago. I mean, give me a break. All right, Scott. So, yes, we should let them know that we're concerned, but we all know they're not going to do shit for us, okay? Let's face it.
Right.
Lautenberg could care.
We're not under any illusion that our calls are going to change how they vote. However, I do think it's important that they hear from us so they know we're out there and watching.
So pitchforks, burning brands, and pikes would be a bad idea?
No, I don't know about that.
No comment.
He's being lawyerly again.
Scott, when we come back, a little update maybe on some lawsuits and national news and ANJRPC, NRA, whatever else you want to talk about.
The portion of Gun for Hire Radio is being brought to you by Gun for Hire Firearms Academy, America's urban defense institute for over 30 years, with four state-of-the-art facilities in New Jersey, two of them just minutes from New York City and Philadelphia, offering indoor and outdoor training, moving and shooting, tactical weapons training, baton, handcuff, and mace, executive protection training and certification, multi-state CCW permits, and armed security and retired law enforcement qualifications. Gun for Hire Academy is equipped with a state-of-the-art FATS, Firearms Training Simulator, and is the only training facility in the world approved for civilian, force-on-force, simmunitions training. Whether you're a beginner who's never touched a gun, or a seasoned professional looking to keep your skills sharp, you'll find something tailored just for you at Gun for Hire. Flying in from out of town? We'll pick you up at the airport. Find out more at gunforhire.com. Train where the pros do. Gun for Hire, America's Urban Defense Institute.
And we're back with Scott Bach.
Scott No Comment Bach.
Scott No Comment Bach. Yes, that's
talk about feet to the fire. He's politically connected. He has to make all of these friends and everything. It must be tough.
I like to watch him dance though and sweat. It's good.
Come on, I usually have a lot to say.
That's true. That's true.
I just know when not to say something.
It's circuitous most times, but it's a lot.
Scott, while we're on the negative tone, what's the odds of getting the one gun a month repealed in New Jersey?
Well, I don't know how to answer that question. It's a function of a lot of things. I mean, we're going to take our lawsuit to the end on it. You know, we would not have brought this lawsuit. ANJRPC would not have brought the lawsuit if we didn't think it had merit and was going to win. We're not surprised that the lower court, another Clinton appointee, didn't agree with us. Not surprising. But, you know, that case is going to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals later this year. And, you know, it's got some unique aspects to the, you know, to the case. You know, we think we're going to prevail.
Now, I also, people say, what does the NRA do for New Jersey? Would you describe the NRA's role in funding and helping funding this lawsuit also so they understand that?
Absolutely. I mean, look, NRA is a giant organization, and it's really an organization made up of many other organizations, and a number of those have contributed huge amounts of money to the state of New Jersey. There's a huge amount of money coming in on election. I know we haven't seen fruit from that, but there's a tremendous amount of money that's spent on campaigns, mailings, contributions to supporters in the legislature. On the lawsuit side, there is the NRA Civil Rights Defense Fund, which probably in my tenure over the last 10 years, we've probably seen close to $200,000+ contributed.
You hear that, listeners? Wow, $200,000, and that's the fund I send my money to. I donate every year a couple of thousand dollars to the Civil Rights Defense Fund.
Me too. Okay. Me too. It's the anybody wants to Google it, it's the NRA Civil Rights Defense Fund, otherwise known as CRDF. They have put money into our One Gun a Month lawsuit, our Port Authority lawsuit, lawsuits challenging. Years ago, we sued Montclair School Board.
Okay, yes, okay. I remember
that. That was a fun case. The Montclair School Board sent kids home with anti-gun flyers, and when we tried to have them, you know, it's public school, so you got to give air to both sides under the First Amendment. We said we'd like you to take home this pro-gun flyer. They refused, so we sued them based on First Amendment grounds.
Nice.
And eventually held their feet to the fire. We got a settlement out of them where they were forced. Actually, they were forced to distribute to every school and every child in the school system a list of ANJRPC's outreach events, Youth Fest, Minorities Day, Women's Day, Family
Sweet.
Day. So, anyway, the Civil Rights Defense Fund has put a ton of money into New Jersey litigation. They also contributed to the Brian Aitken case.
Yes.
Okay, the, you know, infamous or famous case And so they are a very worthy cause.
Now, if you don't know what goes on behind the scenes, I've accompanied Scott to a few NRA board meetings as a guest. And he goes before the Civil Rights Defense Fund, and he lists these cases. And it's because of his organization ability and being a lawyer and getting Knappen and Schmutter and other people behind him that he goes before these guys and girls, and he pleads his case. He says, I need $1 million for all of these cases. No, it's true. And then they review it. You know, they only have so much money, like I sit on the grant committees for the Friends of the NRA Foundations. What happens is Scott goes in there, and he gets money for every case. He doesn't get as much as he'd like, but because he's organized, because he's to the point, because he has a cause and he's passionate about it, so we have him on our team for that. So we get these money so we can fight these cases. People need to understand that. Just because we don't see a check coming directly from the NRA written to the attorney,
it doesn't mean that it's not happening.
It's happening.
And it doesn't mean that it just happens. There's a lot of work that goes involved, that's involved in getting.
You know, Scott runs stuff past NRA Council all the time, being on the board of directors. You know, you hear me plugging him, you know, Bach Bio, invite, vote for Scott in the reelection for board member. But Scott, right, you use NRA Council too. You can pretty much call upon them to review cases for you and everything.
Sure.
Right?
It's an ongoing dialogue with both NRA's general counsel and NRA Iowa's general counsel, as well as members of the fund, the CRDF. And you know, I appreciate what you're saying. You know, the one thing that I will freely admit that NRA and ANJRPC, you know, we are so busy doing stuff that we don't often have the time to get out there and promote what it is
correct.
We're doing and talk about it.
I want people to understand that.
I mean, that is, you know, it's funny. Before I was an NRA board member and before I was the head of ANJRPC, I used to sit back and say, well, you know, they need to be talking about this.
Yeah,
it seems
what's going
so easy.
On here? Yeah.
I mean, honestly, and Anthony knows this because he's involved in ANJRPC deeply. It's massive. The amount of things going on, you know, we can work a 14-hour day and still leave 20 things undone. And
half
it's,
day? 14 hours?
Yeah, half a day, exactly. No, seriously.
No, it's
so
true.
You know, anybody that is thinking that NRA is not doing anything in the Garden State is dead wrong, and I'm happy to defend that. Anybody who wants to know what's going on with NRA in New Jersey, the inside scoop, everything that's going on, the amount of attention, focus, and money coming here, email me. I'll give you the full rundown.
But it's hard because, you know, our legislators outnumber us.
Yes, they do.
You know, between Menendez and Lautenberg, all the way down to, you know, like Allison McHo said, all of the pro-gun legislators at the state level in New Jersey could fit in a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, right.
I mean, so
and there'd
how
be
would
room
you,
left.
And there'd be, so how would you like to work under this premise?
Right.
You know, where you got, I mean, we won on the ammo ban for now, and there's other things we won on. I mean, you fought, how long did you fight one gun a month? 5 years?
Well, we defeated it 3 years in a row, and the last year we lost it by one vote, you know, by
and you beat the 50 caliber ban.
We beat the 50 caliber ban 3 years in a row also.
And
that
the bear
is dead.
Hunt.
The bear hunt, we got the first bear hunt reinstituted in 2003 in 30 years. Okay, and now it's been a recurring event. So, yeah, I mean, we have a long list of accomplishments.
And these are not minor victories. Everybody looks at it and says, well, I don't care. I don't hunt bear.
Well,
but the issue is it's a pro-gun bill.
Yeah.
And the more we can eke out and the more momentum we can get on our side, and we let the anti-gunners know that we're here at least.
Oh, they know we're here, okay? we are pushing back hard. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Look, ironically, if you're out in Arizona, these are not big wins. But
right.
When you're in New Jersey, when the vote count is so stacked against you, when they can pass anything they want, but you found a way to stop it, that's an accomplishment.
And, a major accomplishment.
And the folks in the other part of the country need to thank us for it because guess what? All the money and attention being spent fighting in New Jersey is drawing the fire for the rest of the country.
Sure.
So, you know, it's important work, even though it's frustrating work. And yeah, it's not where we'd like it to be, but it is what it is. And we just deal with it. And, you know, as we've talked about many times before, we find a way. When the odds are overwhelmingly against us, when it can't be done, when it's impossible, we, through sheer force of will, a little creativity and determination, we find a way.
Scott,
and that's our attitude.
Plug the ANJRPC for us right now so people know what to do.
I think you just did. But
where can they go?
Yeah, the Association of New Jersey Rifle and Pistol Clubs at anjrpc.org. We are the oldest, largest, and most effective firearms organization in the state of New Jersey, around since 1936. We've got a 60-acre range in Sussex County. Folks can join as a range member or just to support the state association as a non-range member.
$40 a year, and you get a newsletter every other month keeping you abreast of what's going on and who to vote for and who not to vote
and
for.
Free legal advice
free
on
legal
gun
advice.
Issues.
Free legal advice.
$40.
Where are you going to get that for $40?
I refer everybody to that, and they all use it. They'll talk to Frank Pisano. They'll talk to Knappen's office, whoever's up that in the rotation to take the calls, and they call back.
Yeah.
And where are you going to get legal advice for 40 years, $40 a year and a newsletter every other month?
$40 a minute you couldn't get legal advice.
Correct.
Not on my lawyers anyway. I don't understand. I got the wrong guys.
It depends on how you look at it.
You know, one of the other things that we do is we have the number one ranked lobbying firm in the state of New Jersey looking at legislation every single day. That's part of how we get early warning on these things like the ammo ban.
And who would do that? Right. If we didn't have that,
if we didn't have that, that ammo ban would have passed instantly.
There is no doubt that ammo ban was on the fast track.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We got the early warning. We did some very creative analysis of the bill. We got our stuff together on it and went out there and fought the good fight, as we've talked about before. So, bottom line, you know, ANJRPC deserves your support. If you live within 30 miles of Sussex County, it's a great place to shoot. We honestly, our membership is exploding. Okay.
Yep.
What we see, the first Sunday of every month, we have an orientation for new range members. We have been standing room only since, guess when?
That's
November
fantastic.
2008.
Correct.
We
that
all know what happened
then. Yes.
And
that's
so
when Alfred E. Newman was elected.
Yeah. Oh, God, here it comes.
Maybe I meant the financial crash.
Could have been. I'll back out of that one.
You can't back out of that one.
Yeah, I know, because John won't edit that out. He only edits your stuff out.
Look, the important thing is that, you know, in New Jersey, the Second Amendment community is a family, and we need to act like one. There's a lot of different groups. I know you had, you know, Frank Fiammingo on. We're all rowing in the same direction. We're part of the same team. Everybody out there, you need to join our organization, support the Second Amendment, make sure you vote, and we'll save that for another time, but this 2012 election is the most important election in our lifetimes.
Absolutely
it's unbelievable
critical.
What is at stake.
Absolutely critical.
And, anyway, we just need to continue to support each other, support all the Second Amendment groups you can, and get out there and vote and make your voice heard, even if you're not calling Senator Lautenberg and Menendez.
And even if you disagree.
I won't waste
you
the
ink. Scott made a really great point in the fact that we are one big community and one big family. And as families do, we quibble and quarrel a lot. And we got a lot of kickback from something we said last week. And we were laughing about it. In the sense that we do not support the open holster,
you know, protest. Now that's not open carry. Let's clarify.
Yeah, absolutely.
Here's my problem. And John W. chimed in on this. I asked him to come on the show actually speak about it, but he, you know, not everybody has a face for radio like me. But what I want to address it is, New Jersey is so gun phobic. I don't think that it's a good plan. Okay, to walk around with empty holsters because we have so many gun-phobic, anti-gun people. Why give them more fuel for the fire? They're going to say we look like crackpots. I'm not saying we are, but
that's what we were saying. Yes, we all are crackpots.
I would much rather we get in under the wire.
Right.
A couple of lawsuits, some legislation, kick a judge, you know, and where it hurts so we can get something passed, and then just put it in their face and then be able to carry concealed.
Which is what we're doing right now.
Correct.
We are, like the president said, we're working under the radar.
An off-duty cop or an extra-duty cop shot someone who was holding someone hostage, and Yellow Journalism, NJ.com, says off-duty cop shoots, murder shoplifter.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Could you imagine an open holster protest on how it would be spun? Yes, John, and all of us, the minority of us that are gun people, we would understand it.
Sure.
But what would happen? My next door neighbors would start saying, you know, what's wrong with you guys? And I don't want that at this point.
Right. We don't need to add any fuel to their fire.
I'd rather see him carrying a full holster.
Right. Exactly. Okay? Right. And that's what
we're
working for.
I'd like to get to the point where he's carrying a full holster.
Right.
Okay.
And so, carry open or carry concealed, we don't care.
I'm more of a concealed carry
Me
person.
Too.
I like the element of surprise.
Absolutely.
If I was in a bush or the outback or something, then I would carry open holster. If I was, you know, what do they call that when you walk in the woods, Scott? What's that called?
Hiking?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that thing.
And by the way, in New Jersey, we don't have the bush or the outback.
No, he thinks the trees behind his house are the bush.
May be bushes, but it's not the bush.
Listen, I looked off my deck one day. I saw a thing moving out there. Okay?
Was it a furry
Some
thing?
Some kind of rodent. Yes.
And you shot it, didn't
No,
you?
No, I didn't shoot it. No. I just switched. I'm this new type of vegetarian where I only eat vegans now. Okay? Because vegans are supposed to be super healthy from plant protein, so I figured if I eat them, it will transform into me.
Is that sort of like sharks don't get cancer? So if you eat sharks, you won't get cancer?
Exactly. Yeah, but vegans are cheaper than shark fin. I just wait outside a Whole Foods or Trader Joe, baby. Lunch.
With or without mayo and cheese?
No dairy.
Oh, no dairy.
No dairy.
So vegetarians plain, just grilled.
Exactly.
You know,
well,
little lightly seasoned.
The way nature intended it.
That's right. Yes.
So, you know, we had Alan Gura on the show, Second Amendment Foundation. Alan's probably going to be a part of our right to carry lawsuit. Correct, Scott? Our right to carry?
Oh, yeah.
When
it goes to the Supreme Court, Alan Gura is going to be handling it.
We're going to be going. Probably September is going to be the Second Amendment Foundation's annual wing ding. This year it's September in Orlando.
We're planning.
So
on it,
I think we should get a bunch of us down there all wearing Gun for Hire shirts in Wally World.
with Mickey ears on top
with
of
Mickey
them.
Ears.
We got to bring some lawyers.
We're going to need an attorney
or two.
We're going
to need some attorneys, at least
we're
going to
need criminal attorneys.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, you want to talk about unity? Scott speaks at the NJ2AS. Frank speaks at ANJRPC. Came to our annual meeting last year or the year before. We're not all going to agree on our issues.
Right.
We definitely are not. You know, I know Dan Roberts is probably mad at me with the open holster thing. I still love him. All right. You know, these guys blogging and everything about it. But when push comes to shove, I'll back them up 100% in whatever they need, because we all have to work together. I don't want the other side to see any infighting. Behind closed doors, we could throw each other daggers and have at it. I don't care. But out in the open, I'm serious, but out in the open, I'm going to smile and we're going to pat each other on the back, because I need to see it happen. Okay?
Absolutely.
Scott, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, and we will see it happen.
So what do you got coming up at Gun for Hire Academy? Yeah?
You heard Frank, and you heard me and Jennifer. Get your non-resident carry permit, Utah and Florida. We offer it in 6 locations and mobile. Okay? March 23rd, Force on Force in Belleville. March 25th, Urban Carbine 1 in Cedar Grove. March 25th, we have Low Light Pistol 2. March 29th, 4-day certified executive protection class. In April, we have Urban Pistol 1 and Urban Carbine 1 in our Cedar Grove location. Civilian response to an active shooter. This is taught by Mac, Joe Senti, and Chuck Molino, guys. It's April 14th and April 21st. 2 days, full simunitions day. How to respond to an active shooter with or without a gun when you're alone or with your family in an environment like a mall. In April 15th, tax day, urban shotgun. Also, April...
Ooh, urban shotgun on tax day.
On tax day, yes.
Ah,
we're
going to
hang up pictures of the tax... anyway. Anyway, how about those Mets? So, on April 15th in Belleville, our Be Prepared Personal Awareness Seminar. Very, very popular, all right? It's cheap. It's a couple of hours long. It's taught by leading experts on situational awareness. Also, Gun for Her has a club. It's on Facebook. There's a link on the Gun for Her website. Don't forget Build-A-Bear. Build your own custom AR anytime you want by appointment only. Jimmy the Gun Guy will hook you up big time, okay? I plugged it earlier in the show, and I'm going to talk about it now again. On October 13th, on a Saturday night in Edison at the Rosewood, the Essex County Friends of the NRA, the Bullet Hole, the ANJRPC are all getting together, and we are going to have the third record-breaking dinner in the state of New Jersey, limited to the first 600 people, okay?
And speaking of breaking records, Anthony, We are coming up on our one-year anniversary, and we are scheduled to break 200,000 listeners a week.
Wow, we should probably... I was thinking a sacrifice or something might be in order.
Can we get the celebrate. Goat up here? Really?
Whatever. We'll do something.
Or a head of broccoli.
I'll get something outside Trader Joe's.
And even though a growing number of you hate it when I say this, you've wasted another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used on this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under Broadcast Music Incorporated license. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my two guests here, an attorney and a, I don't know what to call you.
I'm here.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week. My home.